I want one of those Red Sox t-shirts that says, I kept the faith. But it would be a lie. I lost it in about the seventh inning of the Saturday night massacre. You remember, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series. The Yankees were rubbing the Red Sox noses in a 19-8 whipping. They were Pedro's daddy, and the Sox were done. Winter was declared. Conversation turned to politics. I was ridiculed for continuing to check the score. The more cynical and urbane among us had detached innings earlier. After almost 30 years of this, I should have known better. But I had extended giddy hope again. I had embraced the idiots, trusted in Theo, begun to believe even that Manny Ramirez could catch a fly ball and throw to the right base in the same play. But the Red Sox had fallen into a mineshaft. Down 3-0 against the Yankees. You don't crawl out of that. You die down there. It's been said that the mood of our entire region rises and falls with the fortunes of the Red Sox. That's frivolous, illogical, and true. By Sunday morning, when our neighbor Claire and her dad came through the door, I'd worked myself into a state of bilious wrath. A polite hello was more than I could manage. Ugh, I said, mostly to Claire's dad. They're done. That's it. I'm not watching it. 10-year-old Claire looked up at me with wet and widening eyes and said, But I never thought you would lose hope in the Red Sox. Ugh! Sucker punched by a 10-year-old. Now I had to watch and attempt to believe. I knew what was going to happen, but still I sat late into October nights and early mornings watching. I watched with agitated pulse, heart pounding so violently that it occurred to me that these ballgames should come with a consumer warning. Watching Red Sox in postseason could increase risk of stroke in patients with cardiovascular disease. Ask your doctor if becoming a Mariners fan is right for you. I covered my head with a blanket when the Yankees came to bat, wincing under there, trying to protect myself from the inevitable and the ghastly. And then the Red Sox won. 4 straight they won.
Ortiz in the deep right field.
They scrambled onto the broad shoulders of David Ortiz, climbed out of that mineshaft into the daylight, and all New England sang a hallelujah chorus. The actual World Series was, of course, forgettable by comparison. They played the Cardinals, right? Still, with the Sox up 3-0 and 2 out in the ninth inning, the adults in the room held our collective breath. When Folk picked up the hopper from Renteria and threw to Minkiewicz, we made this gasping, choking sort of noise. And then, oh my God, he caught the ball!
Red Sox fans have longed to hear it! The Boston Red Sox are world champions!
My 9-year-old wondered about this later. They were way ahead, Mom. It was an easy play. Minkiewicz is a great player. Why did you think he might miss it? Oh, child, to have been born after 1986. Emily Dickinson wrote, Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Our friend Claire knew right along. She may as well have been singing when she walked through the door that bleak Sunday morning in October. So on the eve of opening day, Red Sox Nation finds itself in a peculiar and acutely unfamiliar state of euphoria. This is our season of unencumbered joy. It doesn't even matter what happens. Manny can throw to the wrong base all year. Kevin Millar can go 0 for June, and New England will keep right on grinning like David Ortiz in a post-game interview. We can finally watch every inning of 162 games of Red Sox baseball with the irrepressible hope of children. Oh, yeah.